A sense of civic responsibility was one of the knitting needles that worked together families, friends, and neighbors in the West Medford community. Listen along as Mrs. Carlotta Frisbee and Mrs. Isaacs speak about one of those civic responsibilities, exercising their right to vote.
When I became 18, my mother said to me, she used to do this, she says, "You're 18 years old now, you're old enough to register to vote." And I said, "Well, what do I want to vote for?" My mother said, "This is your country." She said, "In the South, colored people are not allowed to vote," which is true, but that didn't happen until the 60s. She says, "Ministers, professors, doctors, teachers," and she named everybody down to the sharecropper, "they are not allowed to vote. Up here in the North, we are allowed to vote. You are going to march yourself down to City Hall and register to vote, and you register Republican." So I marched down to City Hall. I'll never forget this. And she was a little woman. So when I came back, she says, "Well," she says, "Miss Willis," that was the sarcasm, "did you register to vote?" And I said, "Yes, Mama." She says, "Now you can help run this country."
I started, when I first started out, I'm from the South.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were always Republicans. At that time, I didn't know this one party from another. But I remember that in talking, they were Republicans. They always voted Republican. So naturally, we had to sign up before we graduated from college down there. We had to sign up. So I signed up, and I signed up as a Republican. But when I got back, when I came, I guess I did vote for Republican when I first got in there. But I became a Democrat with Roosevelt. And I've been a Democrat ever since. But you know something? My husband was a Republican. He never changed. And when we'd go up here to vote, they said, "Here come the mixed house."